Krishna. I'm just getting ready to head out to the airport to Inishrat. When I get there, I don't know how I'll be able to send podcasts, so if you don't hear anything from me on Saturday, Sunday, and probably until late Monday, and then my apologies. If any of you have been to Inishrat, you know that it's on an island, and I don't know whether they'll have broadband facilities over there, or even nearby, or I can send things out. So if you don't hear from me, then you will at the beginning of the week, and we'll try to record some of the kirtans and bhajans over there. It seems like there's a real lot of excitement brewing up. There's guitar players over there, saxophone player, flute player, bass players coming from Wales. And then of course on top of that we have our mridanga players, Vishwambar Prabhu's coming, and harmonium. And anyway, I'm looking forward to a little transcendental break this weekend. Before I talk about tomorrow's observance, the disappearance day of Sharanga Thakur, I'd just like to thank the devotees who are already beginning to order Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. Miroslav Kozojed from the Czech Republic ordered two copies. Vaishnavi Devidasi from Budapest, one. Adiguru in the UK ordered 20, and of course these are all advanced payments, so thank you all very much. Devapas Prabhu ordered 20. He's sponsoring the 20 books I give to the GBC members. I don't know if Devapas, you just want to sponsor 20 of the books to the GBC members, as there's probably a total that exceeds 30, or you want to sponsor all the GBC members, and I only mentioned a number of 20. That's up to you, but anyway, thank you very much. Deva Prasara Maharani, Chaitanya Chandra in New Vajradham, 10 Shuddha Bhakti Chintamanis, that makes a total of 53. But Sundarananda and Srimati just ordered 100 books, 80 Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani and 20 Krishna Sangati, which totals $4,000. Well, thank you all very much. That's really wonderful. And what they're doing is that they're ordering the books and paying in $500 installments over a period of 8 months. Wow. A few more like that and we could be printing 5,000 copies of the book. Thank you very much for all of you for having faith. And interestingly enough, Indra Yumaraj just inquired for me whether the books are also available on order. So that's one more. Hare Krishna. Now let me talk about Sarangha Thakur, about whom Srila Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita in the following way. He was a resident of Navadvip in a neighborhood known as Modadrumadvip, and he used to worship the Supreme Lord in a secluded place on the bank of the Ganges. He was not accepting disciples, but he was repeatedly being inspired from within by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to do so. Thus, one morning he decided, whomever I see, I shall make my disciple. When he went to the bank of the Ganges to take his bath, by chance he saw a dead body floating in the water, and he touched it with his feet. This immediately brought the body to life, and Thakur Sharangadas accepted him as his disciple. This disciple later became famous as Thakur Murari, and his name is always associated with that of Sri Sharanga. His disciplic succession still inhabits the village of Sar. There is a temple at Mamgachi that is said to have been started by Sarangha Thakur. Not long ago, a new temple building was erected in front of a bakru tree there, and it is now being managed by the members of the Gaudiya Math. It is said that the management of the temple is now far better than before. In Gorgonadesh Deepika, it is stated that Sharanga Thakur was formerly a gopi named Nandimukhi. Some devotees say that he was formerly Prahlad Maharaj, but Sri Kavi Karnapur says that his father Shivananda Sen does not accept this proposition. I regularly go to this temple of Sharanga Thakur. It is in, as Srila Prabhupada says, Modo Dhruma Dweep, on the other side of the Ganga, beyond Navadweep. And sometimes we approach that place from Vidyanagar when we're doing Navadweep Mandal Parikrama. Then the sequence is to go from Vidyanagar to Mangachi. On the other hand, when I've often gone just directly to Mangachi, then I would go up river and into the area of the Ganges, which is no longer flowing, which is still. And there, if you go to Suryakund, Suryakund is the place where the sun god appeared and had darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And walk through the jungle over there. It's a very beautiful walk, about a 15-minute walk, and it goes past the temple of Vrindavan Das Thakur, and also past the ruins of the residence, secret residence of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to come here when Mayapur was too crowded for him. Just imagine that Mayapur was crowded 80 years ago. Anyway, he would come here, and I believe he wrote his commentary on Chaitanya Bhagavat also at this place. And the ruins of the palace of Vasudev Datta is also there. And of course we know Vasudev Datta as being very famous because he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take the sins of all the inhabitants of the universe. And just a little further is the compound of the temple of Sarangha Thakur. Actually, the presiding deity in this temple is Vasudev Datta's deity, Madan Gopal, who's a very tall deity. And there's also the little Gopinath deity of Sarangha Thakur. In front of the temple, taking up really the whole courtyard, is this very, very large Bakul tree, which Srila Prabhupada mentions here. That tree was there at the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And on the other side of the road, in front of the temple, is the dried up bed of the Ganga. Ganga Devi used to flow right here. There are many stories associated with Sarangha Thakur, and the most well-known one is the one that Srila Prabhupada mentions here, how he accepted Chaitanya Murari as his disciple. Chaitanya Murari was, as a young boy, died of a snake bite, and his parents put him into the Ganges and gave him up for dead. And when Sarangha Thakur was instructed by the Lord that he should accept a disciple, he said, "All right, first person I see, I will accept as my disciple." And when he went to the Ganga and was taking his bath there, then this corpse of this young boy touched his body. Since that was the first person he saw, then he decided to accept him as a disciple. And he chanted Hare Krishna in his ear, brought him back to life again by his own transcendental mystic potency, and Chaitanya Murari became his initiated disciple. When the parents of Chaitanya Murari heard that their son was alive and living as a disciple of the Thakur and performing severe austerities, then they came to visit. They wanted to take him back, as is customary for parents. But Chaitanya Murari said, "You already gave me up for dead. You placed me in the Ganges, and thus our relationship as child and parent is finished. Sangha Thakur brought me back to life. He's actually my father and my guru as well. Therefore, I have no further obligation to any of you, and I will simply stay with him. And that is what happened. Chaitanya Murari resided there, and he served his spiritual master as well as the deities. It was actually the deity who instructed Sangha Thakur to accept disciples because he was getting too old to take care of him. It's also described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on his way to Vidyanagar, would come here and take rest under this tree. So it is also a Vishram Stan, or a place of rest. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come here and he would discourse with Saranga Thakur, who was very, very advanced. And he foresaw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas and would speak to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, saying that, "I know that your plan is to enter into the renounced order of life, but what kind of sannyasi are you? Always thinking, what kind of sannyasi will you be? Always thinking about women." And Nimai Pandit would answer, "What do you mean that I'm thinking about women?" He said, "Yes, you're always thinking about the gopis, Srimati Radharani, and yet sannyasis are not meant to think about any women." So this type of transcendental joking would take place between these two personalities. The tree, a very large tree, there is a white owl who lives in that tree, and when arti is performed to the deities, that owl comes and takes darshan on a regular basis. There's also a very saintly sadhu, Jagatbandhu, who takes care of the temple there. And he says that whenever he reads Srimad Bhagavatam aloud or some other shastra, then the owl also comes to hear. Not very far away, Lord Ramachandra also came with Sita Devi and Lakshman when he was in exile. And here, absorbed in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he discussed with Sita Devi and told them about his appearance in Kali Yuga. The Pandavas also stayed not far from this place, and they also received darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This Saranga Thakur's disappearance is also celebrated on an annual basis, and I would imagine that festival is going on now. Jagatbandhu, having cooked a very wonderful feast, he's a very extraordinary cook, as all great Vaishnavas are. Our situation is not very much different than that of Murari Chaitanya. We were also dead. We were walking corpses, but we were dead, spiritually dead. And by the touch of Srila Prabhupada, his representatives, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, we were also brought back to life. Therefore, we should also consider that we are the property of this Krishna consciousness movement, the property of Srila Prabhupada, and therefore our life's mission is to serve Srila Prabhupada's desire. In that way, by being fully dedicated to the mission of His Divine Grace, we can also achieve the transcendental position. I'll just read what Srila Prabhupada writes about Murari Chaitanya, because this is the future of those devotees who take full advantage of the blessings given to us by His Divine Grace. Prabhupada says, Srila Vatsyananda Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhasya, "Murari Chaitanya was born in the village of Shar Brindavanpura, which is situated about 2 miles from the Galasi station on the Burdwan line. When Murari Chaitanya Das came to Navadvip, he settled in the village of Modadruma or Mamgachi. At that time he became known as Saranga or Saranga Murari Chaitanya Das. The descendants of his family still reside in Sarerpada. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antyakanda, chapter 5, there's the following statement. Murari Chaitanya Das had no material bodily features, for he was completely spiritual. Thus he would sometimes chase after tigers in the jungle and treat them just like cats and dogs. He would slap the cheek of a tiger and take a venomous snake on his lap. He had no fear for his external body, of which he was completely forgetful. He could spend all 24 hours of the day chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra or speaking about Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Sometimes he would remain submerged in water for 2 or 3 days, but he would feel no bodily inconvenience. Thus behaved almost like stone or wood, but he always used his energy in chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. No one can describe his specific characteristics, but it is understood that wherever Murari Chaitanya Das passed, whoever was present would be enlightened in Krishna consciousness simply by the atmosphere he created. Isn't that wonderful? We should strive to become the servant of the servant of such Vaishnavas, and hopefully that one day we will also become such Vaishnava. Devotees who visit Mayapur Dham, take a visit to Mamgachi, offer your obeisances to Gopinath, Madan Gopal, Saranga Thakur, Chaitanya Murari, the tree, the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's resting, joking. If you see the owl, offer your obeisances to that owl. Take some of the prasadam of Madan Gopal that cooked and offered by Jagat Bandhu, chant Hare Krishna in the association of Vaishnavas. This is our life. Although we are preaching here in the West, our business is to visit the places of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, roll in the dust there, chant Hare Krishna, take darshan of the deities, and be purified by the leelas of Lord Chaitanya and his associates by being absorbed in this. Gaurangira Sangamani Nityasira Karimani. Lord Narottam Das Thakur says that we can achieve the perfection simply by faith in these things and go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.